Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We like to call it the DDP for short, and every day we take you into a passage. Lately, we've just been kind of jumping around in different passages. I've found myself bouncing around a little bit in the book of Romans. I'll do that again today. Let's jump back into the 7th chapter today and pick up some of the idea from the middle of the chapter. And the passage that I'm looking at is Romans chapter 7, and we'll spend a little bit of time. Again, I'm not trying to do a verse-by-verse out of the book of Romans, and I'm not trying to pick up a new daily verse-by-verse study, but I want to read look at a few verses for you. And the timing of the passages that we're looking at today is what has been most debated. This is that famous moment where Paul says, the thing I want to do, I can't do, and the thing I wish I could do, I don't. And the timing is debatable because some believe that Paul writes about himself before he is a Christian, and others believe Paul's writing about his conversion, but before he gets victory. And then there are some that argue that it's Paul's current condition at the time that he's actually writing the epistle. There should probably be less discussion over when this occurred and more of a look as to what is actually written. Because inside of the verses, Romans 7, I'm talking about 15 through verse 25, Paul's going to give you some important insight into the struggle that every believer faces at one time or another in the overcoming of sin in their life. Because I believe that no born-again believer really wants to sin, much less live a sinful lifestyle. When we find ourselves in failure, we're very quick to go back to God, and we rest beneath the waterfall of forgiveness. And how to stop the sinning cycle is the goal of every Christian. At least it seems to be the goal of most Christians. I'm not saying it should be the goal of most Christians. I think we should be looking to have His life live through us rather than just concentrating on stop sinning. But that seems to be sort of the MO of most churches, is to stop sinning. Paul is speaking to that need and finds that no matter how badly he wants to do the right thing, he ends up doing the thing he doesn't want to do. Romans 7:15 says that. In fact, it says the thing that he hated is what he ends up doing, which leads him to the conclusion in verse 16 that the law is good, but that it tends to inflame sin inside of him. Now, a life of habitual sin is rubbed off on all of us. Sin requires about, I like to say, about as much effort as tying your shoes. I mean, you've done it for so long, you don't think anything of it, which is why Paul says, it's not I that do it, but it's sin that dwells in me, Romans 7:20. And I don't think he's talking about a sin nature, but the habitual ease with which we can do the wrong thing. Now, according to verse 18, he has willpower. That's not his problem. But he notices that he concentrates on doing the right thing. When this happens, then there's a law that takes over in his life, which makes him do even worse, verse 21. So the more the believer concentrates on doing good and shunning evil, the more they place themselves back under the law of works and self-righteousness. And when we go back under the law, Romans 6:14 says sin will dominate us and failure becomes inevitable. Now, why is this? Well, it's because the law always causes sin to abound, Romans 5:20. The war that was going on in Apostle Paul was not in his heart, because his heart's sanctified before the Lord. That's Hebrews 10:14. The war is happening, as he says, in my members, meaning that it's happening inside of his flesh, which he's going to have until he leaves this earth, and so are you. That's fighting against the law of my mind, meaning Paul wants to do better because he knows that would be the right way to live, but his habitual lifestyle has led him elsewhere. You're not being dominated by your old nature because you died with Christ once. Forget the old nature stuff. Instead, it's the habits of sin that die hard, so to speak. And when you concentrate on performance, you're only going to inflame those old passions. Notice, the more Paul thought about doing good, the more that he did bad. So it's learning to rest in being a new creation that is the answer in the life of the believer. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.